Hi, this is Damien O'Doherty. We're on Center Maryland's The Lobby podcast, and we are with the host mayor. I've got a chance to go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I've worked around and followed some mayors, but there's really no mayor in Maryland like Mayor Rick Meehan, the mayor of Ocean City. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Damon. It's nice to be here with you this afternoon.
You know, I want to show my age a little bit here. Your predecessor, you know, had a wonderful reputation, was a Baltimore guy, Mayor Mathias. I thought he had kind of an undeniable presence in the community. And I remember you first getting elected. And now I see, you know, this amazing, similar kind of vibe where you're not just the mayor of Ocean City, but you're Maryland's mayor of Ocean City. And we just want to thank you for hosting us here today.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, I've been fortunate to follow, you know, a great list of mayors here in Ocean City, from Hugh Cropper to Harry Kelly, the great Mayor Fish Powell, Jim Mathias, and now I'm fortunate enough to be sitting in that role, and it's the best job in the state, and I enjoy every minute of it.
So there seems to be a lot of vitality and energy happening here in Ocean City. I feel like the quality of the restaurants is really remarkable. The cleanliness and the safety of the city. You know, I haven't been here for a couple years. It's really remarkably, I think, new and vibrant. Talk to me about what's going on there.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you recognizing that. You know, public safety is our number one priority, and we're very fortunate to be able to have an excellent police department, terrific police officers that really know how to do their job and how to do their job in a resort area. You know, we're not just enforcing laws, we're also ambassadors, and our police officers are ambassadors, and they've really taken on that role. And I think they communicate very well with our residents and our visitors. And I think that makes a difference. And I think it shows. And I'm glad that you recognize that. And keeping our town clean, that's, again, clean and safe.
That's, I've never seen it this clean.
That's the way it's
fantastic.
Supposed to be here. You know, our Public Works Department works tirelessly to make sure that every day when you wake up and walk out onto the boardwalk or the streets of the Ocean City, it's a clean slate.
That's right.
Everything has been cleaned up. The beach has been raked all night long. And you're walking out into a clean slate each and every day.
Talk to me about say public safety. Have you all had issues with public safety trying to recruit new police officers, or has this been sort of like a great training ground for people to learn how to get involved in the policing and then stay here or move on to other environments?
Well, thank you again. Our year-round police force is at capacity. We haven't had difficulty recruiting year-round police officers, and many of those officers stay here throughout their career. Some of them go to other areas. You know, we have police chiefs in other areas that started out, you know, in Ocean City. A little more difficult right now hiring our seasonal officers. We used to have about 100 seasonal officers. I think this year we had 42. A little more difficult to find those individuals that are looking into getting into that career in law enforcement. But almost all of our year-round police officers started out as seasonal officers, so it's a wonderful program. It's a great way to start a career in law enforcement, and like I said, many have gone on to serve in other capacities of law enforcement throughout the state.
Do the beach patrollers, are they under your purview, or do
they are?
You've got the.
We have the beach patrol as well, and again, we're fortunate. Our beach patrol captain has been on the beach patrol for 50 years.
Wow.
Started out as a young guard when he was about 17.
I think I need to interview him because I want to clarify, or I just want to ascertain. I've heard stories of Dutch Ruppersberger's service on the lifeguard chair, and I would like to see some pictures or hear some stories from somebody that was around at that time. Sounds like he might be the one.
Well, he might. I think Dutch might have predated him, but Dutch
really?
Was... Dutch was both a lifeguard and a seasonal police officer in Ocean City. And I kid Dutch, there's a showcase down at the very end of the boardwalk by the inlet, in front of the Life-Saving Museum. And they put different pictures out there. And they had a picture of the beach patrol back in the year when Dutch was on the patrol. And he was in that picture. And he rides his bike on the boardwalk. And I meet him down there. And I accused him of standing in front of that picture hoping people would recognize him. And I said, Dutch, they might recognize you, but they're not going to recognize you from that picture. So, you know, he's a longtime, you know, fan of Ocean City and a good friend of Ocean City.
When Michael Phelps won all those gold medals and came home to Towson to have a big parade, I was on the rostrum right behind Dutch. This guy's won all these gold medals, and then Dutch sort of leans back a little bit, and he starts telling him how he was a Phelps how he was a lifeguard on the
I've heard
Ocean
the story.
City.
Right, I've heard the story. He's proud of his, you know, his patrol days.
Talk to you know, you're also a real estate expert, is my recollection. Talk to me about sort of the real estate market, how that intersects with your job as a mayor, as far as, like, you know, rates are going up. Does that have an impact on condo sales, or if you see recession looming because the Fed's trying to keep consumer spending down, a little impact on you? There just seems to be a lot of economic volatility in the air, and I would imagine you all would begin to feel that first.
Yes, we do. You know, the real estate market, as with everywhere throughout the country, has been robust, obviously, for the past year and a half or so.
Right. So your transfer and recreation revenues for the last 10 years have been going.
Have gone way up. Unfortunately, we don't get any of those. Those transfer and recordation go to the state and to Worcester County. So we don't get any of those revenues here in Ocean City. But the market, you know, it's been an excellent market. Prices have reset. They've gone up and they've reset. They're starting to stabilize. We've seen that now. They're not continuing to go up, but they have reset at a higher level. We see sales falling back, you know, maybe about 30% right now. I think a lot of that has to do with there's less listings on the market. You know, there's a little volatility there. But I think you're going to see that kind of build back up as we get into the fall season.
What other things you like to talk about? We've got a pretty good Annapolis listenership, and a lot of county executives and their staffs listen all across the state. What do you want people to know about Ocean City in 2022, 2023?
You know, we're open for business, and what we've tried to do is really acclimate to the business climate of today. And we're facing some of the same issues that other jurisdictions are with regard to being able to hire employees, the cost of services, the availability of goods. But what I will say is our business community, our restaurant community in particular, has really adapted. They've really, over the last year and a half, they've done what they needed to do to acclimate to the climate of the time. And they've expanded outdoor seating. You know, they've learned ways to, maybe they close a little bit earlier, maybe they open a little bit later. In many cases, they found that that's worked to their benefit. And they've been able to continue to provide the service that I think our residents and visitors are expecting when they come to Ocean City. And I really commend them for that, because it was a significant challenge, in particular for the hospitality industry.
Yeah, and your whole, you know, the whole vibe of this place is restaurants and hospitality and fun at the beach. It had to be a pretty calamitous feeling there in March 2020 as a mayor looking down the barrel at something we've never seen before. What did you learn during that pandemic mayorality?
Yeah, that was a difficult time. It was uncharted territory. And again, all the business community worked together with us, and you know, we implemented some of the strictest restrictions in the entire state with regard to occupancy of hotels in the beginning of the pandemic and during some of those things. And we restricted occupancy to essential visitors only and really shut everything down. And everybody was behind it because they knew our goal was to get reopened as quickly as possible. We worked very closely with the governor's office, followed his roadmap to recovery, jumped out ahead a little bit, but we were able to, you know, get things back open in a timely manner around the beginning of May, and it made a difference. We were limping along,
right?
You know, everybody was making those changes to adapt to the reality of the situation, but we were able to, collectively working together, work our way through it.
It's the Ocean City way.
It is. It is. Everybody works together here in Ocean City.
He's Mayor Rick Meehan. I'm Damien O'Doherty. This is Center Maryland. We got, what's the toughest question for you to have to answer as the mayor of Ocean City? I would think it would be your favorite restaurant, so I'm going to let you off the hook.
But thank
is there
you.
Is there a harder one?
No, that's probably when everybody tries to pin me down.
Yeah, that's impossible.
And I never give them one. You know, I alter the list. Because, like you mentioned, there are so many great possibilities today.
And I think that the game has just been elevated with the dining. I mean, it's really a destination location for diners, I think.
It has become. You know, Ocean City has been very fortunate that we've been able to, over the course of the last 30 years, continually work to rebuild our city. You know, older hotels have gone away. Newer hotels have been built.
That's
newer
true.
Restaurants. You know, some cities grow old all at once, and then you've got this major rebuild. We avoided that by continually moving forward, by providing infrastructure, undergrounding power lines, you know, expanding streets, sidewalks.
Yeah, you have
parks.
All this progress, but you don't have any of the pains that usually surround that urban progress. Like, I don't see smoke and I don't see dust. I just see... You know, new capital infrastructure.
We've been able to do that. We were rebuilding our boardwalk. We did half of it last year. We're going to do the next half after November this year. You know, we continually try to upgrade over a course of time, and it makes a significant difference.
How old is the fence that is down the middle of the coastal highway?
You're going to get me. I'm going to say 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And people don't even see it anymore.
Don't even
know it's there.
Don't even see it. And it changed the culture of
it did.
The safety and the pedestrian safety.
It did. It was along a stretch of coastal highway where we saw, you know, most pedestrian, accidents where people were running across the street.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's been seamless. It has really done
it's
the
a
job.
It's a great word.
And really, nobody
does
even
something
knows
with
it
the light.
There.
It does something with the
it
lights. It's cool. So you get the light, but it's not glaring
exactly.
Like the sign would be right. So.
Exactly. So we've been, you know,
that
again,
would be a proud accomplishment if I were the PR guy for
well,
Mayor
it is
Rick
because
Meehan.
It's one of those things that everybody says, "Oh, it'll never work."
Right.
And what you have to do is you have to hold on tight till it's there in a reality when people can say. Well, yeah, it does work.
It's a lot safer for everybody.
So it is a lot safer. And, again, that was our priority.
Well, Mayor, thank you so much for joining us here on
well,
Center Maryland.
I appreciate the time. It's great to see everybody here for MACO. You know, this is our chance to showcase our community to all the elected officials throughout the state. And they're all having a great time.
They are.
But I can tell you.
They've adapted nicely. Talking about seamless, MACO does a wonderful job and always has. But now all the partners, whether they're elected officials having events or corporate or nonprofit partners, they're all locating in really savvy places.
They are.
And it's much more walkable, I feel like, than it's ever been.
It is. And, there's more locations to make that possible,
you know.
And, we're very excited to have MACO here. It's a great week in Ocean City, and we look forward to them coming back again next year.
Me too, Mayor. Thanks so much
David,
for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Mayor Rick Meehan. Ocean City, Maryland.